Hey, we're back, folks. Thanks for joining us in our two-hour Sunday Spectacular. We're going into the second hour. You can call in if you like. I think we've got two callers on the line, Dr. Kelly in California and Tom in Florida. Let's start with you, Dr. Kelly. Thanks for calling.
And thank you, Kelso. I just wanted to give a good news update that's right in line with your topics today. And the Braille and Talking Book Library here in Sacramento has put the first Jeanine Pirro book onto a thumb drive that I can play in a Talking Book player. And it's actually read by her as well, which just helps the stories and the facts to hit home and be reinforced.
Yeah, and you know, and I should have during the break, during that music, I should have gone downstairs and gotten my copy of Jeanine Pirro's latest book. And it's such fresh writing. It's so so powerful, and she just, it's exhilarating. And she calls crap, crap, and she calls things that are beautiful, beautiful. It's wonderful. And she's extremely talented and qualified with great experience as a judge, as an attorney, as a prosecutor. She knows whereof she speaks, and she is truly passionate. Well, that's good news, Dr. Kelly. You know, this rally this morning, this was really something something to see. This is history. You know, when Donald Trump has a crowd of that size, imagine what it took to line up 50,000 people seated in an arena in the Coliseum, and everybody just, you know, the whole thing goes off like a love-in, just everybody cheering. This time, not a crowd of Donald Trump's you know, overwhelmingly white crowds in his rallies of 15,000 and 10,000 with everybody cheering, every single person cheering. And then there are one or two boo birds who liven up the event by raising their sign or whatever, taking off their bra or whatever they're going to do to protest Donald Trump. But
you can fire off
Trump. Yeah, then Donald Trump gets to say, go back to mommy. But here we had 50,000 Indians cheering Donald Trump just as wildly, almost, you could say, and jumping to their feet. And I don't think there was a single protester. I didn't see one to liven up the festivities. 50,000 people. This is huge. And I'm really hoping that this will maybe catch on and that Donald Trump will give a rally, you know, wherever the Green Bay Packers play, for instance, whatever their stadium is, he'll fill it up. Or how about where the Cornhuskers play in Lincoln, Nebraska? That's a huge stadium. That's where my parents went to school. I think the Cornhuskers Stadium, correct me if I'm wrong, folks, I think it seats 100,000 people in the middle of Nebraska, in the middle of the cornfields. Donald Trump, could he put 100,000 people into that Cornhusker Stadium? You bet. He sure could. I think I might drive down there from here to Lincoln. Wow, that was something. And then the Prime Minister of Australia, also a kindred spirit. I mean, to me, this was just wild. You just wouldn't, you know, you heard the way the Prime Minister of India was speaking. He was talking as if Donald Trump, Donald Jr. couldn't give a more glowing introduction. And the president had to be noticing that. This was the most glowing. They were like two brothers. And of course, these are the leaders of the two largest democracies on earth. And there are lots of you know, lots of things, you know, the president has dealt very frankly and, you know, with trade and with India. He's not a big fan of H-1B visas, which Indians really like those. He's not a fan of no tariffs. Indians would like that. So being strong and being a great leader, and notice what Modi praised Trump for, his passion for America, his passion to make America great again. And Modi is sensing that is, and he said his sense of leadership. People respect a leader, and they don't want, they do not want a kiss ass. which is what Democrat politics amount to, and just BS, just garbage, and or as Jeanine Pirro says, crap. It's just a wonderful, refreshing thing to see this moment in history. And look at the, again, talking about the boldness of Donald Trump. You know, it's so easy, folks, especially if you take Donald Trump for granted, to take all of this for granted. To imagine that you're Donald Trump and you're at your desk in the Oval Office and somebody brings you a note saying, the Prime Minister of India is visiting the United States, and it would like you to attend a rally with him in Houston, with 50,000 people expected to show up. Now imagine, is that like, do you just go, oh yeah, I'll jump at that. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll get up in front of 50,000 people on worldwide TV, and you have no control over what happens at that event. What is the prime minister going to say? How is the crowd going to react to you? These are Indians. These are not Americans. You know, this guy has, again, I know I'm using colorful language in this call, and I apologize for offending people, but I think it tells the story. He has balls. This guy has guts. It took guts to walk out on that stage in Houston and to, you know, brave the, you know, he doesn't know what that crowd's going to do when he's introduced. He doesn't know what kind of introduction he's going to get. And the introduction he's going to get, you know, is going to be what it is. He has to stand there on the stage while the Prime Minister of India says whatever he's going to say. You know, what if he ends up sounding like little Adam Schiff? You know, but the president knows Modi, you know, and he has confidence. He has guts. And he just goes out and that's just his morning. His morning activity, and he goes on to the next thing. Tomorrow he'll do something else, and all of us breathlessly, it's all we can do to just kind of keep up with summaries of what he does. Hey, let's go here. Let's just take a look and see if he's tweeted to us from Ohio, where he is. No, I don't see a new tweet from Ohio. No, I don't see one yet. So that'll be coming up. Sure is shooting. And anyway, it's all good. It's all wonderful. And aren't you feeling good, Dr. Kelly, about the self-destruction of Joe Biden?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of sad to see, but, you know, it's sad but true. And they are just completely imploding, self-destructing. You know, it's awesome to read, you know, the words of Jeanine Pirro. And I was once, if you can imagine this, disciplined for kind of chiding a doctor. I'm like, don't put that crap in your body.
Yeah. And and this is wonderful. Joe Biden is coming unglued, and we predicted it right here on this show. Don't mean to be a know-it-all, folks, but I thought I saw it coming. I thought I saw Joe Biden didn't have it. And I thought, you know, looking over the others, what was left, that the best of the worst, or the least worst of the worst, was not from our point of view. I mean, from the point of view of the demon rats, was Elizabeth Warren, that they would end up with Kamala Harris, just too damn negative, too, you know, nasty. No one would want to, you know, have anything to do with her. And then the rest of them, crazy, wacky, you know, Elizabeth Warren at least, you know, sort of looks presentable, and she can jump around on the stage and smile and sound cheerful. So I thought, you know, she's hopeless. Her Pocahontas, I think Donald Trump is going to, he's going to have to kind of pace himself with Pocahontas, because he's going to look, he's going to look like he's taking advantage of somebody who shouldn't be playing in his league, because he's going to make such a clown out of her. But it'll be wonderful to watch the debates, and I'm assuming it's going to happen. And I don't think anybody's going to come out of the wings. I don't think it's going to be any Michelle Obama, no Hillary Clinton, nobody's going to come out of the wings and sweep in here. I think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren, and I think the Democrats, it's going to take them for about 2 months to figure out that Joe Biden is done. And that'll be fun too. It'll be real fun to watch these events when Elizabeth Warren, I'm kind of prophesying here, folks, Elizabeth Warren's going to be in the lead with like 35% support. Somebody big is going to pull out and throw their support to Warren. And then Sanders is going to be grousing. Bernie Sanders is going to be just really grousy and grumpy that, you know, he's being cheated once again, his socialist dream. But I think he will eventually throw his support to Warren. He wouldn't support Biden. He would support Warren. And when he does that, with all the Bernie bros going to Warren, that's an unstoppable force for the demon rats. But it'd be funny to see what Biden does when his support slips from its current like 28%, slips down to like 18 or 14. It's going to be interesting to see how he conducts himself, because he's been this self-important, you know, I'm Mr. Big Guy all along. Be interesting to see if he falls back into the pack with any grace or dignity at all. I don't think he will. I think he'll get flailingly more desperate, and he'll start stumbling and babbling even more desperately as he drops down into the single digits and then into oblivion. And then we go into the, I don't know, when are the first primaries? They're coming up. I think they're just in a few months, 4 or 5 months away. And the first ones being in places like Iowa and New Hampshire. And Elizabeth Warren is going to make mincemeat out of Biden in those two states. And there you go. I think it's very fun, very good. Well, Dr. Kelly, thank you for calling.
Right on, and I'm looking forward to Joel Gilbert doing a documentary on Pocahontas and maybe Creepy Joe as soon as this, you know, this time passes, because it's going to be great material. And he's actually just put out the Trayvon Martin hoax, and he covered Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's son. He's the one that did the art of the insult. Well, and I'm looking for more good things to come out of it.
That would be good on Pocahontas. One of the things that I like about Donald Trump, just kind of looking into the crystal ball, the future of Donald Trump versus Elizabeth Warren, one of the things I like about it is that Donald Trump is not going to have to, and I don't think he wants to, resort to much satire or ridicule of Warren, because Warren has made the incredible blunder of staking out really wild-eyed left-wing positions on everything. So she's, and I think Trump can beat her on points. He can beat her on the merits. He can actually debate her on, well, do you support confiscation of America's guns? She does. And she said it. She's made it very clear. Do you support Medicare for all? She does. And it would bankrupt America and wreck our medical system. So he can go to her on exactly global warming. the Green New Deal. She supports that. She's gone with all of these wild-eyed things. Currently, for instance, she is saying the president must be impeached right now. Right now, he must be impeached. For what, Pocahontas? For what? I know, of course, we folks out here in the weeds, we'll call her Pocahontas all the time, and you know, lots. But the president's probably not going to have to invoke Pocahontas that much. There will probably be a really interesting tension when they're debating on national TV, and the question will be: is the president ever going to refer to her as Pocahontas? And everybody will be waiting to see whether he does it. What does he call her? You know, and
just play some Cher, little half.
There might be some magical moment where he's like in the middle of a sentence and he looks at her and gestures with his hand. And he says, instead of saying, you know, Senator Warren, he starts with poke, and then he has to stop himself. And everybody nationwide will crack up. And as Prime Minister Modi of India said, everybody around the world will crack up. I love what Modi said. Every word that Donald Trump speaks is studied by the whole world, including these tweets of his. In fact, let me go look at his tweets. This is true. And remember, you know, this is not some small-time radio host guy like me saying this. I like the way Dennis Quaid, you've all seen that ad. I love Dennis Quaid and the ads he does. That guy is a good actor. He's in that ad for an ad for an insurance company, and he says, "Well, you can save the money on this insurance and use it for whatever you want." He says, "But what do I know? I'm just a guy on your TV." Well, I'm just a guy on your internet radio, folks, or you know, some radio stations out there. But the so we can call her Pocahontas all we want. But that's amazing when the Prime Minister of India says that the man is making history, that every word he says is being studied by people like himself, that he is truly a weighty, truly amazingly important figure in world history. This makes all of the crap from people like Pocahontas look so stupid and embarrassing that Pocahontas comes across as anti-American. So Donald Trump is not going to have to make too much. He's not going to have to call her pencil neck. He's not going to have to call her creepy Joe. He can actually be quite use, you know, respectful language and just chop her down based on the positions that she's staked out. So and it's only going to get worse as we approach the demon rat convention. Well, as I said, she's demanding impeachment. For what? For what? For being the best president in American history? For creating the biggest boom in American history? For rescuing the American military? From Obama had just about run our military into the dirt. The equipment was rusted, depleted. The morale was in the dirt. He's brought everything back, and impeach him for that, Pocahontas, and then all the things for which he was charged, all of it very false, very fake, including you, Pocahontas. You joined the bandwagon, Russian collusion. You signed on for that, and all the other garbage. Well, thank you, Dr. Kelly.
Right on. Let's go.
Hey, thank you. Let's go to, let's just take a look at what's at the top of Breitbart right now. And I assure you at Breitbart, they're doing just what we do here. I assure you there's somebody at Breitbart just sitting there with Donald Trump's Twitter account, just ready to hit the alarm button. New tweet, Here are the headlines at Breitbart. The return of Pencil Neck. Adam Schiff resurrects impeachment talk over Ukraine. And notice all of these terms of opprobrium that the president comes out with, like little Adam Schiff and Pencil Neck. Here's this guy, Bernstein. Remember this guy, Bernstein, from Washington Post days? Carl Bernstein, back when the Washington Post could bring down the president of the United States. And here he is on CNN's reliable sources. There's an ironic term. Listen to this.
Story that it has.
I see. So, Carl Bernstein, let's take Trump out of this, if that's possible. Let's just play this out as if it's any president who's caught on the phone doing this kind of dealing for his own domestic political benefit. What should the reaction be?
Well, I think the first thing is to find out exactly what has happened here.
Well, there's actually a true statement there by Carl Bernstein, because this guy, what's his name now? This guy on CNN, this guy with his pattern baldness, I'm trying to remember his name. He is, what is this guy's name? He's so forgettable. It's not Scott Tepper. It's another guy. It's, but they're all so pathetically corrupt. Anyway, you probably recognized his voice. This is fabrication out of whole cloth. There is no Ukraine story. There's nothing the president did. And I love what the president said this morning. He said, my conversations with the president of Ukraine are all tens. On a scale of 10, they're tens. They're perfect, he said. My conversations are perfect. So the demon left is actually, I don't think they even have anything. I don't think they even have a conversation. They're making it up. They're like hoping. They're hoping somewhere there's something somewhere. Please, God, please let there be something somewhere. and there's nothing. Donald Trump is a true Eagle Scout. There's nothing. He is an incredibly, I like what Prime Minister Modi said about the man. Just, he talked about his energy, his kindness, his friendliness. Modi's got it right. And like many Indian, you know, leaders, people of great stature in India, he's a philosopher. They spend a lot of time studying philosophy in India. It's a tradition. So there's an appreciation of Donald Trump on a deep level coming from this deep thinker. By the way, talking about fresh language, and I really should have gone downstairs to get Jeanine Pirro's book. She uses phrases like whoremongering for Robert Mueller. I mean, really, really great language to describe the people that the president just described in his Twitter account just moments ago. He said, let me read it to you again. I pinch myself thinking I must be dreaming. I've gone to the other side and I'm just fantasizing now of something that I would have liked to have seen while I was alive. No, I'm alive and it's really happening. I love that. To quote somebody, Rachel Madcow, remember on November 8th, 2016, she was so stunned by the president's election that she said, no, you're alive, you're awake, this is really happening. Kind of the reverse situation. I'm so stunned that this is so good. I can't believe I'm even alive. This is really happening. And he says here, I just want to read it again, where he says, where is that quote? I just ran across a couple other really good ones here. Uh, Well, I hate to, here it is. They are the enemy of the people. The lamestream media had a very bad week. They pushed numerous phony stories and got caught. Here's what the president said. Here's his tweet today about this non-story in Ukraine. He says, well, he quotes somebody. He says, the Ukrainian foreign minister disputes reports of any pressure from Trump. This conversation was long, friendly, and it touched on many questions. That's a quote from the Ukraine, to use the word correctly, foreign minister. And then Donald Trump's comment is this, correct. If you're looking for something done wrong, just look at the tape of Sleepy Joe. He is being protected by the media. And then he quotes, here's another tweet from the president, quoting Peter Schweizer. He's the guy, we're going to go to Ken in New York in just a minute. Peter Schweizer, who's the guy who wrote some of the great books exposing the Clinton corruption. Clinton Cash was his book. He says, Schweizer, quoted by Trump today, says they're trying to turn what was a Biden scandal into a Trump scandal, unquote. And then the problem is Trump did not. Oh, this is not the Donald Trump speaking. The problem is Trump did nothing wrong. That was Trump speaking. So there you go. Let's talk to Ken in New York. Ken, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing? I think I have a solution to the Pocahontas problem. Maybe someone can get a message to the Prime Minister of India and give her honorary citizenship. Then she can really call herself an Indian without lying.
Oh, Ken, you're a genius, buddy. That's right. Very good. Very good. She can be an East Indian. Yeah.
The other thing that does disturb me is that you're saying, now I came in a little late, you're saying that he raised 50,000 Indians in Texas?
Well, yes, this is of concern. You're right. I talked to a friend of mine in Houston today on the phone. I talked to a friend of mine in Houston, and he said, Kelso, you don't know the half of it. He said, there are so many Indians in Texas. He said it's in the hundreds of thousands, like 300,000. Wow. It's a large number. And of course, that's not where we want to go. We do not want to be.
If that.
Yep.
God, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No. It's the delay. Good.
Well, yeah, India, 1.3 billion people, and what Modi was saying, you know, Modi is not, he's the prime minister of India, and India has, you know, he's very proud of India. He loves India. He's an Indian. And there's, you know, if you're an Indian, I've actually studied a lot of Indian history and kind of came out of studying Sanskrit and studied Buddhism. Which originated, surprisingly, in Nepal or India, but was a great philosophy. You know, there's a lot of depth there. There's a lot of, you know, the Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita and all sorts of writings. Very ancient, very old civilization in India. So there's a lot of greatness here in India. And
well.
Hang on, Ken. Stay there. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
And we're back, folks.
Hello?
I'm back.
I think I'm here. Am I here?
Yeah. Hey, yes, you are, Ken. Sorry, I apologize. What was your... pardon me for being distracted by my little boy. What was your last thought?
Oh, I think I was talking about Indians for a moment. And yes, philosophy is nice, but public cleanliness would be nice also. Should concentrate a little more on that, along with China.
That's
they're like
yes.
the two biggest polluters in the world.
Yes.
And there is something that Donald could do something about as far as, I go to another subject for a moment. The FCC has recently declared that the EPA and some other agents, a couple other agencies, do not have the right to
speak out or do anything about installing 5G and or speaking about the dangers of it.
Really?
I didn't know that. I believe that the FCC, the head of the FCC, is an Indian.
Okay, all right.
I've been in electronics all my life. If that's true, I believe it's true, and I think we've seen that the head of Google is now, and at least the digital head is now of Google. I think these H-1B visas are getting a little out of hand.
That was a theme we had before the break, is that the, Modi, as the Prime Minister of India, he believes in the greatness of India. And Donald Trump's program, which is Make America Great Again, he would like to make India great again. And that's something that Donald Trump and anybody, actually, and that's the beauty of the Trump phenomenon, is it's something that all of us can apply. It's not, restricted to Donald Trump personally. Anybody can sell the idea to anybody anywhere in the world, hey, make your culture, make your people, your race, make them great again. And that's a great, somebody that could really get behind that would be the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People. Because that's a great way to win friends and influence people. Is to sell an idea like that. Now, Donald Trump has also, it's an amazing, this is where I say strength is respected. He hasn't been ripe language here, but he hasn't been a kiss ass. So he's talked about of some other countries being assholes. He's actually called them that.
I know which one he's talking about, and he's absolutely right. There's about 1,000 people that run the entire Haitian world down there.
Yeah.
17 million people living in squalor.
And I think one of the reasons, I don't know how, again, this is something to learn from Donald Trump, how to do this. He manages to speak the truth about places that are rotten, that are corrupt, and that really are horrible places. Without being mean about it, so that people, I think the rest of the world is saying, you know what, the guy's right. Let's quit talking about Haiti as being like a nice place, or the Haitian culture as being really cool, groovy. Let's cut the crap. And this is what this guy does. He manages to be respectful of people, but yet be truthful about them and about reality. And it's a great, I think he's a great teacher. And you saw a case study of, Kelso, talk is cheap. I'm a talker. Talk is cheap. Getting something done, that's the real test. And when Donald Trump held that rally in Houston today, 50,000 Indians cheering him wildly. Now, remember, Donald Trump is no friend of the HB1 visa that these Indians thrive on. He's no friend of chain migration, which these Indians, they're big on chain migration, bringing their families into the United States. So that's why I said it took balls to step in front of that crowd of 50,000 Indians, because what if they decided to boo? What if Donald Trump were on national television in a stadium of 50,000 people standing on their feet booing? Boy, that took guts, because that could have,
Indians would never do that. They're too well-educated. Not in this country they wouldn't, or not in a host country. They might in their own country, maybe. If they did, I never heard about it.
You know more about such a thing than I do. But if I'm the president of the United States, do I need to take that risk? Get an Air Force One, fly to Houston with all this entailed, step in front of you've been to a football game, a packed football game, Army, Navy or something, with 50,000 people there. And, imagine you, Ken, by yourself, walk up to the podium and you're going to address 50,000 people. And you don't know what their reaction to you is going to be. You know, I mean, that takes guts.
You know what the psychiatrists say? They say, I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid.
Yeah. So I'm just saying this is something about, I don't come on the air here on this show as a know-it-all. Mm. Like, you know, I know everything. I gave Trump all his ideas, you know, you got these blowhards out there. Think they contributed to Trump or they helped him. Okay. They hurt him. You know, I'm not going to name names.
I'll say one more thing about the Indians before I go. They are very well educated, and when they come over here, they tend to get into management positions. I've worked in a company where I had somebody over me, and this guy was just so bad that nobody would cooperate with him. They finally threw him out the window. This was back in the 1990s.
Well, yeah, and I guess to complete my thought, of course, we want to make them.
You know, you have 75 million. Yeah, right. You have 75 million Americans. Plus, that are underemployed or off the statistic, you know, for the Labor Department. And these people come in and work for nothing, basically, and they'll coop up in apartments, and yet they're very well educated, and they will be in management.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and, you know, but the sort of to round out, to close out the argument here on this, is that Donald Trump is with all of you out there, all of you patriots out there, you know, we don't want a nation of 1.3 billion, I mean, they could pump us full of immigrants. We don't want any kind of pipeline from India to here, or from China, or from Africa. Africa's population is the fastest growing in the world, exploding. I think there are some predictions that the population of Africa within 100 years could be something like 4 billion. I mean, I help me, those of you statisticians out there, and you prognosticators, but it's the numbers are off the chart. So no, we want America, and I love to hear Modi say Donald Trump has been courageous in making America great again. I have to pinch myself. Did this man really say this? Because he recognizes that our looking out for ourselves is precisely what Indians, what he would like Indians to do. To look out for India you know, the Chinese to look out for China and so on. Each nation to look out for itself and make the greatest.
Go ahead. Do you know what his real ace in the hole is as far as I'm concerned? And it probably throws nothing but fear in the people around him, is that he'll never be housebroken. That's what I like about it.
Yeah. The guy
he'll just come out
phenomenal.
And say, every once in a while say something.
Yeah.
I wish he'd be a little more on actually doing something about it, but I think. Well, anyway.
Well, you know, I actually got to shake Ronald Reagan's hand, and you know that was fun, and I shook Nancy's hand too. I'm just thinking to myself, what would it be like to shake Donald Trump's hand, to look into his eyes and, get one comment, I'll tell you, at these rallies, at the rally I attended in Duluth and the one in Fargo, me and my two little kids were within 200 feet of the president. And that felt like being right there with him. Boy, I'll tell you, it almost felt like eyeball to eyeball. But I mean, imagine what it would be like to actually shake hands with this person. It's maybe such an opportunity. Some lucky people actually do get to shake his hand. I saw that. Where was he? He was when he was meeting with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. They did have a rope line that Morrison and Trump walked down, and they did shake hands with people. You could see people were just about fainting. Hey, maybe you and I'll get a chance to shake hands someday. You know, we're fellow New Yorkers.
Okay. Good night.
I was born in Manhattan. Trump was born in Queens.
I'm on Long Island.
Yeah, well, that's where Queens is. And
eastern Long Island. We're not part of the five boroughs. We're out east, Suffolk County.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, good enough. And I used to live on, my parents lived in Brooklyn, although I was born in Manhattan. My dad was a student at Pratt Institute. You probably know it well, in Brooklyn. And
Henry Street in Brooklyn.
See, you know it better than I do. I've never been there. Never been to Pratt, even though I visited the hospital where I was born in Manhattan on Fifth Avenue. But anyway, it's always a treat to talk with you again.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night. All right, now, folks, I brought up from downstairs. That's why I was late to the microphone. I apologize. I brought this Jeanine Pirro book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. I brought it upstairs, and let me just read you a few lines from it, just so you get the flavor of her brilliance. Here's riding around here, just flipping the pages. Michael Flynn, for all their crying about being triggered, microaggressions, and needing safe zone, it is the left that commits real violence and harassment. You can bet it's going to get worse as we approach the next election. With any attempt by the Trump administration to enforce law and order portrayed as fascist suppression of dissent by a media hostile to Trump and receptive to the political heirs of the Yippies, the Weather Underground, and other violent left-wing groups of the 1960s. Let me find another. Here's one. In June of 2018, Democrat Congresswoman Maxine Waters stood on the steps of a courthouse in Los Angeles and gave a gang of her liberal followers these marching orders. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. Let me see if I can't find. I mean, I should have underlined something for you here. Is this still the land of the free? Kind of sounds like our theme music here on the show. Are the good times really over for good? She says, step back and think about what these people did and imagine it wasn't done to Donald Trump or any other high profile person. They used phony evidence. This is the kind of thing the KGB in the former Soviet Union or Kim Jong-un's Ministry of State Security would do. You don't have to like Donald Trump to find this alarming. Can you imagine living in a country where precedents like these are allowed to stand? Forget the land of the free. This is the stuff dystopian nightmares are made of. Donald Trump was elected because a critical mass of Americans understood they had lost control of the government that was supposed to serve them. They gave Trump the most shocking victory in American history in order to stop those trying to remake their country into something other than the free republic our founding documents say is our birthright. This cabal of unelected elitist conspirators attempted to usurp that power from the people, destroy their duly elected president, and allow the remaking of America to continue, election results be damned. They must be brought to justice or they are going to do it again. Next time, they may succeed. That's what I said earlier in the show. There's not going to be any compromise here. The deep state will win. They will crush Trump or we will crush them. There isn't any other third path. I should have underlined things for you here, but she's just She calls Comey, she doesn't refer to, she refers to Comey as Cardinal James Comey just about every time she refers to him. She refers to she talks about the wimpiness of Jeff Sessions. And I should have underlined. I'll do that for you. Here, I'll just read her chapter headings. Those are pretty good. Here's chapter two. They can lie, but they can't stop Trump from winning. This is her new book. She says, for over 2 years, the presidency of the United States has been under siege by deranged Democrats, Obama administration officials, the White House stands alone like an ancient walled city with barbarians storming the gates, looking to annihilate the man the American people put in that house in 2016. He was the outsider. That's what Ken just said from New York. Beholden to no one, who promised to take back their government from the corrupt special interests who had stolen it from them in order to remake America into a borderless, multicultural socialist wasteland they could then plunder and leave to rot. That corrupt establishment, the swamp, as President Trump calls it, was not going to give up the Oval Office without a fight. They were not satisfied to fight honestly at the polls. As a result, we stood witness to the biggest scandal in American history, bar none, an attempted elimination of a presidential candidate. And I think we were very early on in this show in saying that, that the Russia hoax, the witch hunt, was the greatest crime in American history. Jeanine Pirro's on board with that. They conned us, they gamed us, they lied to us for 3 years. They destroyed lives, reputations, and families. In the end, no one connected with Donald Trump had anything to do with any of this. Not anyone, not any member of the Trump family, not anyone on the campaign, not one American. For 2 years, prosecutors savagely strove to indict the president and everyone in his orbit. For 2 years, the mainstream media, the talking heads, the networks, and the lying liberal Hollywood hypocrites all tried to convince you that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. And after all of that, there turned out to be nothing to any of it, just as I've always said. The president's enemies didn't care whose lives they destroyed. And then she goes this, they lied to your face. And here's where I like how she talks turkey here. They lied to your face and dared you to call, dared you to call them on it. From Cardinal James Comey, clueless James Clapper, and pond scum John Brennan on down. It was the first time in American history that people with unbridled power tried to eliminate a presidential candidate. And then when that failed, planted the seeds for the indictment and impeachment of the now elected president, destroying the will of the American people who voted for change. Where did this group get the confidence that this was okay? Who, now listen to this, this is very important. I'm glad I'm reading you this. I might as well have underlined this. Listen to this. Who above them could possibly have given them the green light? It could only have come from the top, not just on the orders of the head of the CIA, John Brennan, the head of the FBI, James Comey, and the head of the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch. Ultimately, at the very least, there had to be a wink and a nod from the commander-in-chief, if not full involvement of Barack Obama. Thank you, Jeanine Pirro. That's right there. That's worth this book right there. And I got this in my supermarket. It was only, it was like 19 bucks. A real good price, bulk, mass sale price of this $28 book. And it is a very top, one of the top sellers in the nation. Yeah, $28 list price. So you want to grab a copy. It's very, very current. Here's another chapter heading, Resisting Reality. Ooh, I like that. The Radical's Revenge, Invasion at the Border. I'm just flipping through. Home Alone in the White House. The Democrat Clown Car. Jeez, I'm getting my 19 bucks just out of these season chapter headings. Open Season on Conservatives. Rats Desert the Ship. These are her chapters. Revenge Off the Rails. They Can't Stop Trump. And let's see, I'll continue. I'll read some more of these. These are chapters I haven't read yet. The last chapter, I'll go from the back here, is, oh, she's got a lot of end notes. That's good. She's got a closing statement. She's got a chapter, Ghosting Conservatives. I don't know what that means. So I have to find out. The Democrats' Siren Song. I hope that's what she's talking about is the campaign. That is their siren song. The Radicals' Attack on Life. Very good, Janine. And then Resisting Reality. We get to the rest of the chapters there. Yeah, you don't want to miss Janine Pirro. She's on every Saturday with the top cable show in the world for the weekend. Let's go to, if we still got callers on the line here. Tom in Florida, are you there?
Yeah, James. Yeah, first off, I want to clear something up with you at the end before I hang up real quickly. Yeah, Dade County, Miami Herald had an article of the population of Dade and Broward County. 68% Hispanic in Dade. Broward County's at 52% Anglo. The rest is Hispanic and Afro-American. That's what that happened over a 30, 40-year period of time. Also, James, what's going on in Chicago? Another big shooting in Chicago, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. All these cities are still having crime. But, you know, James, you're talking about Trump. I'm going to tell you, Trump's going to have a little hard difficulty, you know, to turn that state of Texas back to where it used to be because it's going to go blue soon. And I only one more thing I want to clear up with you, James.
No, hang on. I want to talk about your Texas point. On Texas, Beto O'Rourke. They have done Patriots a huge favor with his he says, hell yes, we're taking away your guns. He may have helped postpone that turning in Texas. Yes. Now go ahead. What's your next point?
Yeah, James, you keep saying I called your show. I haven't called your show in 3 months, and I noticed that you always say I'm the most guy to call your show. I haven't talked to your show in three months. I know that.
Tom, please.
Hold on. Let me finish. I haven't called your show in over 3 months.
Yes.
So you have other guests that come on. I know they call you almost every day, and you don't say nothing about that, but you're always saying I'm calling your show all the time. If you don't want me to call your show anymore, just tell me that I won't call it anymore.
Please.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Please. You're welcome, okay? You're welcome. Anyway, folks, as always, fun to hear from everybody, even Tom, We'll see you all again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse.
Or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.